This is a HeadGum Podcast. Lady Lovin' is brought to you by ModCloth, one of my favorite places to online shop. I mean, you guys know I'm really bad at online shopping, but ModCloth is just the best because they offer everything you can think of. Everything from dresses to tops to bottoms to swimwear to accessories to home to wedding. Everything. And the greatest part of all is that their whole business is about empowering women to be the best versions of themselves. And their signature line of apparel is offered in a full range of sizes from extra, extra small to 4X. It's really amazing. You can discover every dress under the sun, whether it's a chic shift dress or an amazing maxi dress. I mean, there's everything. And I know it just turned spring, but summer is right around the corner. So why not start your summer shopping now? You guys know I'm looking at a really, really cute, flawlessly flirty short sleeve dress on their website right now that I'm going to get in a floral print. So there's that. You guys need to go to ModCloth. And if you get something new, share it. Share what you love about it. We want to see it. We want to know what you look like in it. Tell us what you think about the fit. Tell us where you're going to wear it. Are you wearing it to a wedding? Are you wearing it to your birthday? We want to know. And if you haven't shopped on ModCloth or you don't know anything about ModCloth, go check it out. Go to ModCloth.com. And if you do that, you'll get 15% off of your purchase of $100 or more by going to ModCloth.com and enter the code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. You gotta hurry though, because this offer expires on April 21st, 2018, and that's for 15% off of your purchase of $100 or more. You have to go to ModCloth.com, M-O-D-C-L-O-T-H.com, and enter the code LOVIN, L-O-V-I-N, at checkout. Again, it expires on April 21st, 2018, so you guys, start shopping.
Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Away First Class Luggage at a coach price. We are obsessed with Away. We know the founders in New York City, and they had a brilliant idea when they were at JFK with their dead cell phones, delayed flights. They wanted luggage with power, baby. Thus, the Away carry-on was born. So, they use high-quality materials with their luggage and suitcases. You can choose from a variety of colors and four sizes, which is so cool. And everything is made from premium German polycarbonate. It's unrivaled in strength and impact resistant, and it's also very, very lightweight. There are four 300-degree spinner wheels guaranteeing a smooth ride through the airport, and of course, TSA-approved combo locks built in to prevent theft, and those carry-on bags are able to charge your cell phone, your tablet, your e-reader. Like, honestly, they're very, very cool. So, if you guys want 20% off a suitcase, all you gotta do is visit awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN during checkout. Now, I need to tell you that the promo code LOVIN at away.com it needs to be all lowercase, you guys. Lowercase L-O-V-I-N. So remember, for $20 off that suitcase, awaytravel.com/lovin and use promo code LOVIN, all lowercase, during checkout.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to your brand new episode of Lady Lovin'. It is I, Greta Titelman. I am so happy to be here. I was really sad that I couldn't make the recording last week, but here I am, kicking off the show, teeing off the show with my two best gal pals, Jilly Hendricks. Hi, Jilly.
Hey, guys.
And Lo Bosworth, everyone.
Hey. I just did my favorite thing, you guys.
What?
I said, hey, guys.
Hey, Jilly.
What's up? You're watching videos and it's always like, hey, guys. I do it all the time. It's so annoying.
We all do that all the time.
I know. We need a new intro. We need collectively, I think everyone has to come up with a new welcoming word.
How about just welcome? Welcome.
I like to say what I just did. Hey, hey, hey.
I like
that though when you're on Instagram promoting a product?
Maybe. What?
Hey. No, you say, hey, guys, I just got this new lip gloss. Like, you know what I mean? All the people on Instagram, it's always, hey, guys.
All right. Well, my new thing is, hey.
My new thing is, welcome. Welcome in.
You did Gossip Mag yesterday on Instagram, G. It was so funny.
Thank you. She's my favorite part of my brain.
I haven't seen Gossip Mag in a while.
I know. It's because she's been depressed.
The first bit, there was 2 seconds long. Hey, y'all, Gossip Mag here. I've been depressed.
Yeah.
And you got to the next thing.
I'm depressed. But, I want to quickly say.
I feel like you don't have that same aura of depression that you did 2 weeks ago.
I don't.
What? You have no blue juice today.
I don't have my blue juice today. Oh, wait. I want to address a few things really quickly.
Okay.
For those of you inquiring about the blue juice, because I got a bunch of questions about the blue juice. If you're in LA and you want to spend a stupid amount of money on something that probably doesn't do that much, go to Moon Juice and buy the blue water, because that's what I was drinking.
Look, I have so many positive, strong feelings for the founder of Moon Juice, because I feel like she created a great business and people are buying.
No.
Products are sold all across the country. It's very cool.
I'm here for Moon Juice. Like they're they have these like dusts that you can put in your
thing. Like sex dust. I love it. It's expensive. And it's like, do you really need this? Maybe not. But people buy it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but my point is, if you feel like spending money on fancy water, go to Moon Juice and you can get the blue water. Like, do I think it's hydrating? 100%. Do I think, like, is it better? Like, I would have rather been drinking blue Kool-Aid, honestly. That probably would have tasted yummier.
Yeah. So
I think it's also a great accessory, that blue, because that's the blue that you bring out with you when you're looking to meet a guy. Like, you got to go to walk
it's,
around.
It is a
with that blue juice. It's people ask questions.
Can I also say it's actually not juice that you were drinking?
No, it's water.
It's water with spirulina in it and lemon.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So you can make it at home, you guys.
You can make it at home.
You can get spirulina on Amazon. Water. Yeah, you can get the spirulina on Amazon and just mix it up.
Let me tell you something. You know who's not making that at home? Me.
Well, you know who's trying to save money? Me.
That's true. I'm just instead drinking sparkling water. I'm not even drinking LaCroix because I'm trying to save money.
You guys, here's my question. Is sparkling water hydrating?
I don't think so, because I always want to drink 7 of them in a row.
It has sodium in it. So, well, not this one doesn't. Lo and I are both drinking. Is it LaCroix? What is it?
I think it's whatever you want it to be.
But it doesn't have sodium in it.
I think it's LaCroix. I heard you don't pronounce it like the French would pronounce it, which would be LaCroix. I think it's LaCroix.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
I just want to know how it tastes like something, but it just has a zero of everything.
Did you see that meme that was like, LaCroix tastes like someone shouted the name of the fruit in the other room?
What?
LaCroix tastes like if someone were in the other room and shouted.
Oh, and they shouted the name of the fruit because it's like such a hint. It's like far away.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, I am drinking berry right now, and there are notes of berry. My Jabuki.
Notes? What is this, a wine? Fine notes.
Jabuki.
I'm having amazing orange. Comedian. It does not taste like orange, but it is delicious.
Well, Jabuki, one of my favorite comedians right now, who I love, has a joke about how drinking LaCroix tastes like drinking, I can't say, it's like something, it's like drinking like flavored sparkling water through a condom. Like it tastes like a sort of watered down version
of it. Oh, like it's filtered.
That's also really
funny. Yeah.
That would go viral if that was a tweet.
Well, he's a viral tweeter. So
tell him.
I think he probably did tweet it. He has like 200,000 Twitter followers.
I'm gonna Google condom LaCroix.
Google.
See what happens.
Seriously, no. Type in. We'll do it right now. I'm gonna just look it up to see if his joke pops up. But wait, while I'm doing that, I also wanted to thank everyone who reached out to me after the episode 2 weeks ago, as I was, you know, being emotional and vulnerable. So many of you guys wrote me like very, very, very sweet lovely notes, and that really meant so much to me, like more than you know, and that's it.
Yeah, there were a couple like really touching ones.
I got so many DMs.
This Lady Lovin' community is just, we love you guys. Thank you for supporting us and getting personal with us too. It means a lot to us. Honestly, my favorite time every week is when we sit down and record.
Me too.
I love it.
Wait, Jilly, really quickly. Jabuki tweeted on February 13th, 2018, LaCroix is like drinking Sprite with a condom.
Amazing. Screenshot that baby to me. Send it over.
She's trying to show it to her on through FaceTime.
This is what's so great about FaceTiming and the internet and the podcast.
It got 5,883 retweets and 31,500 likes.
That's a lot.
That's semi-viral. That's like a, you know, that's like a that's like the amount of people that are in Laguna Beach, 31,000.
A semi.
All of Laguna Beach likes Jabuki's tweet.
All town likes that tweet.
Oh my God, funny.
Okay, well, oh, and you know what? In regards to my depression, not to bring it back to me.
Why? I'd like to talk about you and what's going on in your life.
Tell us everything.
Well, I'm feeling a little better. I am feeling a little better. I've realized, you know, I get really depressed when I can't do stand-up all the time, which is crazy. Mm.
That's what people say. I've read that.
Yes, it's very depressing.
It's like an addiction.
It is. And, you know, I've been able to get up this week and I just like feel so much better.
Yeah.
It's just makes me feel so much. You become addicted and you become like validated in a way through it. You know what I mean?
But also it's your job and it's your like method of expression creatively. Mm-hmm. And so when you're not working and doing it, of course you're going to be like, what is going on?
And it's hard
to be down.
Yeah. And it's hard to like, you know, I am working on other things here. I'm writing a lot here and I'm working on other things here that are important and valuable, but it's hard to enjoy those things when I'm not doing the one thing I love the most, you know? But that's helped. And I've also just decided, like when we were talking 2 weeks ago, that like I am mentally committing to moving here. So like,
great.
I'm going to New York and I'm getting all my stuff and I'm moving it here.
Do you want help?
Greta, do you want me to lease your apartment?
Sure. Do you want to?
My lease is up and I'm looking for a place.
Emily and I are trying to rent out our place for like a pretty penny.
She's waving her hand at you.
If you want to.
I don't know if I have a pretty one. I might have like a old one that's, you know, in my sock drawer, but we'll talk.
Look, if we can't find someone with a pretty penny, then we'll definitely be in touch.
Yeah, I have a rusty penny.
If we can't find someone, we will definitely be in touch. So yeah, I'm trying. So long story short, just trying to be more positive, take it day by day.
Yeah,
be more present.
Gertie said when she got here that she's getting a car.
Yes, I'm getting a car.
Girl, are you getting a Kia Sorento?
I want, honestly, in a Kia Sorento the other day. Those things are nice.
Okay, can I tell you?
I love those ads. Those ads with the rats or the mice or the rodents. Kill me.
Let me tell you something. So last summer, when we were still living in New York and I was going to the Hamptons, I did a deal with Chevy.
Yeah.
And I was renting these cars, or they were like letting me use their cars to get out to the Hamptons on weekends. And so a lot of weekends I drove a Chevy Malibu.
Yeah, they're sick.
And that is a nice ass car.
I had a Chevy Equinox for years. I loved that car.
So a brand new Chevy Malibu is fully tricked out on the inside, has like a full big ass screen, entertainment system, nice leather seats. And like, I loved that Chevy Malibu.
Yeah, I love Chevys. Great cars.
I mean, I'm just saying, you don't need a fancy car. We could go get you a Chevy Malibu and you'll be happy.
You gotta get a Volvo.
I had a Volvo when I was did my freshman year in Arizona.
Volvos are my favorite cars. You guys know that.
Volvos are really nice. I love a Volvo. I think that, like, I just want to get the best deal. Yeah. I just want to get the best deal. I'm going to lease a car.
Like, You're like, they've never gotten a car before.
I'm just trying to get the best deal. You know what I mean? I am. I'm not trying to like, I don't need to like ball out in a car. You know what
all
I mean?
All the downtown LA dealerships have the best lease deals.
Yeah, they do.
Ball out at Moon Juice and go low key on the car.
I know. I want to be like a sleeper, like all the sleeper billionaires, like Warren Buffett, that he drives like a Buick. You know what I mean? He drives like a Buick and has lived in the same house for the past 60 years.
Will you pick me up from the airport?
Depending on what time you land. Yeah,
that's like a hard ask.
That's a really hard ask.
I was just wondering if I could have a ride in that car.
Yes, you could have a ride in the car, definitely. Maybe we can drive to Moon Juice.
Yeah, like you can get into her vehicle at some point. I don't think she's going to pick you up at LAX.
Lo, I know your ass is not picking me up from LAX.
I would pick you up from LAX. My house is close. Really? Yeah, I would pick you up.
That's so nice of you.
As long as it's not 4 p.m.
That's true. You'd pick me up between like 12 and 2.
Yeah, like 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I would definitely come get you.
Thank you. Well, maybe I'll come out now that I know I can get around.
100%. And you can stay at my house, which you always knew that.
Can I tell you guys some odd thing that's happening to me?
What?
I think I'm lifting weights wrong.
Well, that's not good.
I'm getting muscle in the back of my neck.
Where are you lifting weights?
Like, I think I'm like tightening my shoulders, and so then my back muscle, like,
you do
my
do that. I've seen you in SoulCycle doing that.
I haven't ridden SoulCycle with you in like 3 years.
Yeah, but I have a visual in my mind of you doing that. I really do. I swear to God, I would not make it up.
I gotta look out for it.
Maybe you should lift the lighter weights. Are you doing the 5 pounds?
I'm just thinking that I don't want to look like John Cena, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
All right, guys, shall we answer some listener questions?
Yeah, I'm like sifting through them right now, but I also just want to let our listeners know that we have some very hot guests lined up.
Yes,
we do.
In the next upcoming weeks, because a lot of you guys are like, I love hearing you talk, but I want to hear a guest because I'm bored of you.
We have TV stars, and we have entrepreneurs, and we have
people that...
Really great.
I'm really excited for one of our guests coming up because he is on my absolute favorite new show.
Yes, and that will be a surprise for them.
We can't reveal it. It'll be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise. Okay. All right. Wait. Before we jump into this, let's take a quick little break, Sipu, to hear a word from the people that allowed this podcast to happen that are very important to us.
Cool.
We'll be RB.
Lady Lovin' is brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. If you haven't heard of it, Beachbody On Demand is an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a huge variety of highly effective world-class workouts, and everything is personalized to meet your needs, which is so cool. It also includes extensive nutritional content, all proven to help people achieve their health and fitness goals. And like, you guys know the workouts that are on here. It's P90X, it's Insanity, it's T25, it's 3-week yoga retreat. And actually, one of my favorite yoga instructors of all time, Elise Joan, is on Beachbody On Demand. And so I use it to take her yoga classes. It's convenient. It has programs for any fitness level. It has that nutritional help. Abs are made in the kitchen, you guys, and it is affordable also. So you need to give this service a try. Right now, our listeners can get a free trial membership when you text LADYLOVIN, LADYLOVIN, and no spaces, all one word, LADYLOVIN. You text that to 303030. Then you'll get full access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts and nutritional information for free. Just text LADYLOVIN, all one word, to 303030.
And we are back. Are you guys ready to answer some hot ass cues?
No. Just kidding.
I am ready. I feel like last week I re-listened to part of the podcast while Lo and I were answering questions. And let me tell you, it took me like an hour to get a sentence out. So I'm like ready to be a little bit quicker today.
Like quick. Where's my brain?
Yeah, I feel like I was very pensive last week, you know?
Yeah. Quicker to the punch.
Okay. Here's the dealio. We like to. I like to start these questions at low, medium, high boil. That's what I like to do. Okay. So we're going to start with a question that I think we all will have a unanimous opinion on. I think.
Beautiful.
And I'm going with this question because I think a lot of listeners could relate to this feeling. But whatever. Here we go. Okay. Our listener just started listening to the pod, but she loves it. So thank you for listening. That's cool. Very nice of you. Her question is, my future. I'm 25. I graduated from college, and since then I've been working in digital marketing in the tech industry. She likes her job. It's extremely high stress, but she doesn't feel that she's advancing enough in her career. She's been interested in law school since seeing Legally Blonde at age 8. I know that sounds silly, but I truly am interested in the justice system. I am still not sure what type of lawyer I would want to be, but I'm most interested in entertainment, intellectual property, or criminal law. After graduating from college, I was ready to jump into a career, and I didn't want to go right back to school after being in it my whole life. Now that I've been immersed in the business world for long enough, I'm ready for a change. I'm just not sure what to do. I could go to law school or business school or even try to start my own marketing agency. Ugh, clearly I'm really bad at decisions. My parents have offered to help pay for school, but I am still hesitant to give up a steady paycheck. I'm also hesitant to enter another stressful career, but I think it would be easier if I was paid better for it. Please tell me what you guys think. I'm going through a quarter-life crisis. Okay.
Before you sign up for law school and dedicate your life to law, why can you be an intern at a practice before and, like, see if it's something that you actually want to do?
Yeah.
I think a great thing, though, would be that if that is something that you're interested in, that you, you know, start studying for the exams you have to take to get into school and apply, and then give yourself the option while you're figuring it out. I think that's smart, and I actually think that if you start studying for the exam and, like, you're learning about, you know, a little bit about the field, that will probably really be a very strong indicator of whether or not you're interested in that and you also are interested in taking exams, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I do think that, like, you know, I had this thing where I wanted to go to business school for a very long time, and I'm happy that I didn't, only because I don't think it would have been the right fit for me. And I think it was more of like, oh, maybe I'm just confused about, like, what I want to do. And, like, sometimes school seems like a good option because you're, like, not sure. But yeah. I do think that it is very expensive, and it is, you know, you have to make sure that you're going to end up where you, that there's an end goal. You know what I mean? Like, what's the plan after law school? Like, what are the firms you want to work at? Like, you have to set that up. Just because you went to business school or law school doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a job right after, and especially, like, in the field that you want. So I would just make sure that you're, like, actually thinking about a long-term plan rather than, like, just jumping into something.
I think that if you love school and, like, if that is something that works for you, getting a law degree or getting a JD or an MBA is an amazing thing to have and is an amazing, like, degree that you can have that will help you in so many ways. I disagree in the sense, like, just because you go to law school, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to practice law. Like, I know a lot of people that my manager is a lawyer and he does not practice law, but it helps him in his career and in his day-to-day life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that there are more opportunities outside of just needing to become a lawyer that come with getting a degree. I think that if you want to go back to school, especially, you're so fortunate to have parents that are willing to help pay for your secondary education,
yeah.
too. That's an incredible yeah. luxury that you have, that if you want to, you should take advantage of. I think you need to remember that you're 25 years old, and people do not have quote-unquote careers when they are 25 years old. You're just figuring out what you want to do. You're just getting that sorted. And yes, there are some people that are 25 and they're like, I know I want to be an art dealer, and will just start working their whole lives towards that. But these things take time. Like, mm-hmm. people don't know what they want to do. I mean, my sister, for example, when she was 25, was doing something completely different than what she's doing now. And that's okay. Like, I think just taking off the pressure to have everything figured out right now, because no one has anything figured out ever, whether you're 25 or whether you're 35 or yeah. 45. Like, it's take the pressure off and realize no decision you make is a bad decision. And if you like your job, like, I don't know. I just think we need to be more patient. Like, when I was 25, I wanted to, like, run shit. And then the deeper and deeper you get into whatever industry you want to be in, Jillian and I talk about this all the time, like, this shit takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We
say so that, like, much time.
The same way that, like, obviously going to law school for 3 years and then you become a lawyer, it's the same thing as, like, working at in your field for 3 years and then getting to the next step. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and these
so
things
I do think that there's something to be said there about that as well. But, like, I feel you. I mean, it's like, I think our generation, and me specifically too, it's like we're all instant gratification. We want everything immediately, you know?
But everything takes time. Everything takes so much time. And even if you feel ready and, like, you're ready for it, just, like, give it time. You know what I mean? It's, you need to just, like, allow yourself to the room to just, like, take the pressure off of yourself.
Yeah. Also, I have something that is a little bit of a different thought, not necessarily in terms of your trajectory, but how you can handle it and how you can handle the decision-making, because she specifically says in her email, like, oh, look at how bad I am at making decisions. I find that for a lot of people that have a difficult time committing to something, it's because you have to tell it, you have to tell people, you have to announce it to the world, and once you do, it's settled, that's what right. You're doing, yeah. X, Y, Z. And so
I
would recommend that you explore these things privately, or mm-hmm. just tell your closest confidants about what you're thinking about, and like Jilly said, start studying for an exam, figuring it out, keep it to yourself, and like make the decision privately. And also, don't be afraid of making a decision, because guess what, you're in your own body, you could change your decision the very next day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
I also
honestly.
Know a lot of people that started going to law school and then dropped out.
Totally, a lot of people start doing something then they decide it's not for them, you know. Yeah. But I think that Jill's advice to start studying for something, really figure it out, it'll give you a good sense if it is a fit for you or not before you go spend a buttload of money.
Yeah,
on 100%. A degree,
it gives you the option too. Like, you can apply, you can get in.
Yeah.
Like, studying for the exam, you know, applying to the school, that's going to at least tell, and then getting in is a year process. You know what I mean?
For sure. It takes so much time.
You'll know.
Also, you could get in and then you could decide to defer a year if you even wanted to buy yourself more time.
Yeah. So I would just recommend, because it sounds like you're going to make a decision at some point and have some kind of lifestyle change. You talked about not wanting to go without a paycheck. Start saving your money.
Yep.
Start putting away 10 to 20% more of your paycheck every month so that you have a little nest egg so that you feel a little more comfortable buying a pair of shoes when you're in school. You know what I mean?
A great episode to go back to of ours from like maybe 2 years ago is What's Her Face?
Who's What's Her Face?
The finance, the chick who's amazing with finance.
Oh, Nicole Lappin.
Nicole
Lappin, yeah. She's great.
She's incredible.
Listen to that episode.
Okay, great. Great, great, great. We have that settled. All right, moving on. Subject line is porn. Uh-oh. I'm 25 and I've been dating my boyfriend, who is also 25, for almost 6 months. They've had a great relationship, etc. They went on their first little trip together this weekend, and the night before they left, he wanted to show her something on his phone. He pulled up Safari and opened his most recent tab, which was a search for some girl's name, naked. Okay, so it would have been like a search for Greta
Stormy
Teitelman.
Daniels,
yeah,
naked.
Exactly. He immediately said, "I'm so sorry. This is awkward. It's a model I follow on Instagram who I don't know personally, and I looked up because I'm a guy, and I'm sorry." They were at a restaurant, so she didn't really know how to react, and she just said, "It's fine. I just don't know what to say." And then she was clearly off for the rest of the evening. Not her. Self, and she could feel the insecurity building inside of her. He was embarrassed, acted super sweet, etc. She understands people look at porn. It's normal. It bears no indication on whether or not they're into you. She gets it, but she couldn't stop feeling like maybe she's not good enough, maybe that he doesn't like her body, etc. All the insecurities we feel.
Sure.
When they got home, he tried to fuck, but she couldn't get back her thoughts. These are my words, by the way. I'm summarizing this. She said it much more nicer than I did.
I was like, wow.
No, she said, when we got home, he started putting the moves on me. Me, I'm just like, he wanted to fuck, but she couldn't get past her thoughts. And she said, it was hard for me to see you sexually attracted to someone else, etc. She got a little teary-eyed. He was reassuring, blah, blah, blah. They ended up having sex that night. They went on their trip, still felt a little bit of a wall. She felt weird. She told him she loved him for the first time, and he said it back. That being said, she is now feeling insecure that she didn't act chill enough about the situation. So now she's in her head that she wishes that she was, like, she just wanted to come off as, like, a chill girl. Like,
I get it.
You know, and she's scared that she's feeling that she's seeming needy and insecure, like she's not cool with him masturbating and, like, all this stuff. And she just feels like she, you know, just now she's beating herself up for how she reacted.
She's just in her head.
She doesn't know how to fix it. She's hyper-concerned that she's going to lose him, and she just can't believe that she let her insecurities get the better of her. How do I fix this situation? How do I stop myself from ruminating, over-analyzing so much? Thoughts?
I would say that, look, I think that sometimes it can be a shock when that pops up, you know what I mean? Because you're not expecting it. But I also think that there's two things. I think that, you know, that's nothing to be worried about. Like, men are always going to just be, like, looking at naked girls online on occasion, and, like, that's just life. You know what I mean? It's nothing to do with you or your body. The second thing is, I wouldn't freak out over the way that you reacted either. Like, he clearly really likes you because he's having those conversations with you. And, like, I think it's okay for you to be like, hey, look, like, maybe I overreacted a little. Like, that's never happened to me before, and I just didn't know how to process it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's completely fine too. Like, I think both of those things are fine. And it's a touchy subject because it's like, obviously that guy does not want to hurt your feelings or does not want to make you feel insecure or that he doesn't like having sex with you. But also, like, men are going to look, you know? There's also stuff online where, like, besides the fact if he's, like, interested in, like, seeing that specific person naked, but, like, sometimes, like, someone's friend will be like, look, like, there's these pictures of this girl naked that just got released, and, like, everyone looks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's, like, some, besides the fact that, like, whether or not he was, like, actually masturbating to that or not, like, I just think there's a lot of different things that happen with that, you know?
Yeah. I think it's, for me personally, it's really easy to disregard the looking at the naked lady. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. And I think that every person has fantasies. Whether you see a hot guy at a gym and you think about jumping his bones, or you literally go and Google a porn star and look at their naked body, to me, there's no difference, honestly. Like, you're just like, you're having a fantasy, you're a human being, and that's what people do. And it's not indicative of anything except just like your natural instinct at that moment. Like, you're not cheating on anybody, you're not doing anything wrong. And like, your fantasies, like, you deserve to keep them private. Like, you don't have to be like super open. That's why he was obviously embarrassed, didn't want to hurt your feelings. I think that we can disregard that completely. I think the real issue is, like, do you care or do you genuinely not care, and now you're just embarrassed about how you felt? So, like, because if you care, that's valid too. My opinion does not have to be your opinion on it. You know what I mean? Just like how it made you feel. So I think that, honestly, Jill made a really great point. I am a huge advocate for talking about the way that something made you feel and like highlighting your own embarrassment or discomfort as the source of the issue, rather than, oh my God, you, like, you know, you made me feel so insecure, this really hurt my feelings, or like, you did this, you know what I mean? Especially, I suspect, honestly, she was just taken by surprise.
Yeah.
And didn't know how to handle it. And yeah. A lot of people have a reaction, and then it makes someone else have a reaction. It's like the domino effect of back and forth reactions. And I think if you just acknowledge that part of it versus acknowledging the content itself, or like what happened itself, it's a lot easier to just quickly move forward and be like, you know, like, listen, I was just surprised, you know, like, it doesn't bother me. For a second, it made me feel a little insecure, but I know that you don't mean it. I know that you love me, and, you know, I'm a little embarrassed. Like, I don't want you to think that I give a shit about this stuff.
Secure.
You know,
like, if the guy that I'm dating, like, follows, like, a bunch of, like, Instagram girls, like, I can, like, look on there and be like, oh my god, like, that's happened to me in the past where I've, like, looked and then I've gotten insecure about myself and I'm like, am I enough? Am I that? And, like, that has nothing to do with him. It's, like, all me. You know what I mean? Here's
the
thing.
I think, like, she's worrying that her reaction is for some reason going to end the relationship. It's not. You just need to move on and you need to just honestly get it out of your head.
Yeah.
Cleanse yourself of it. Forget about it. Move on. He probably wants to move on, too. You didn't ruin the weekend. You guys had a great time. This shit happens. It's a fucking relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. He's embarrassed. You're embarrassed. Acknowledge the embarrassment and move forward. That's the best thing that you can do. You know what I mean? And it will help you grow as a couple, honestly. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Doing, facing something that's kind of like awkward and uncomfortable together where nobody's feelings are really hurt.
Yep.
Is like a good way to get to know somebody better.
I agree.
You've been dating for 6 months. I'm like, okay, like, here's something to learn how to deal with more than anything.
I feel like this, like, will make you guys grow closer too, like, having this conversation, because it's like, you've broken down a barrier of, like, vulnerability.
Can I just say one thing, though, before we move on? Because the end of the email was like, I'm so worried that he's going to think that, like, I'm not chill and I don't want him to masturbate and all that stuff. But I'm still in my mind. I'm like, do you care if he's doing that stuff or do you genuinely not care? And so answer that question and, you know, figure out what to do according to that. Because if you do care, then that's a different conversation to have. So, I don't know. I just don't want her to pretend like she doesn't care to, quote unquote, like, save her relationship.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's, yeah, if something is really bothering you, then that's definitely something that you shouldn't avoid. And again, if it's not, I wouldn't worry about, like, not being the chill girl. Like, he's been with you for 6 months. Like, he likes you. You know what I mean? He's not going to just, you right. know.
100%.
I worry about that too, that idea of like the chill girl. There's been so many articles written about it. And it's like, there is no chill girl. Like, you know, shit happens and like you can care and that's
also,
okay.
Also, can we talk about the chill guy?
There's no chill guy either.
Yeah, there's yeah. no fucking chill guy. Like,
I know, no one's
also,
chill.
Also, like, chill guy will respond to unchill girl in a chill way. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Fuck that. Like, I don't want to be chill. Like, you know? Yeah.
The moment you develop feelings for somebody, sorry, you're not chill anymore. Like, nobody's chill. It doesn't exist unless you're just, like, strangers passing on the street.
Yeah. Which I'm not even chill with that. I'm like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me, stranger.
I just think, don't worry. Like, look, I get fucking nuts with my boyfriend. I lose my mind. I mean, I fully, yeah. I like, he, let me tell you a little story. We went to an Easter party and we had a great time at the Easter party. Like, no, this is what happened. I woke up on Easter Sunday, April 1st. I woke up and I was like, it's a beautiful day. I'm in a great mood. This is amazing. I feel a lot better. We had a beautiful breakfast, whatever. Go back to his house. Completely do a 180. I'm a fully different person. I get completely depressed. I go and I lay down in our bed and I'm asleep. I fall asleep till he kind of like gets me up to go to the Easter party.
Okay.
So then we go to the Easter party and then my mood just like shifts again. And then I'm like, yeah, this is going to be so much fun. We're in the car with my sister and we get to the Easter party and we're having a great time drinking wine, eating lamb, whatever, doing Easter shit. And I'm like, oh, that was so fun. So happy we did that. Blah, blah, blah. Then we come back home. The second we get home, I literally start hysterically crying for 4 hours straight. I'm inconsolable for 4 straight hours. Like,
oh God,
a
girl.
Fucking mess. And then I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then I get horny, you know? And then I'm like, can we have sex? And he's over here being like, is this appropriate? Like, should I be having sex with you? Like, are you okay? Like, he doesn't know what to do because I'm a fucking maniac. But he still loves me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the ups and downs, y'all.
So my point is, these things happen in relationships, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah. And you gotta, you know, let God take the wheel. You know what I mean? You just gotta, like, do your shit, be who you are, don't feel insecure for who you are, because ultimately you are you, and you can't change yourself to be whatever idea you think someone wants you to be, because that's not going to be natural and it's not going to feel good. So you just got to do you, girl.
True. Good well
one.
Said.
Good one.
All right. We have another question. Okay. This is a funny question. I mean, it's not funny. This is serious, but it's kind of funny. Okay. Our listener is a very progressive liberal. She is in law school, and she is going to become a public defender. Honestly, thank God. Good for you. Proud of you. Very proud of you. The guy she is dating isn't as interested in politics, and it doesn't bother her. The 2016 election was something they talked about early in their relationship. She knew he voted for Hillary and thinks Trump is the worst, etc. A bit later, though, she learned that he is a registered Republican. She feels very confused. She likes him so much. He is so good to her. They talk about the things that are important to them in terms of fundamental issues and the work she does, et cetera, et cetera. But she can't seem to get over the fact that he's a Republican. I'd never thought I'd be in this position because I never thought I could even come close to loving someone who wasn't as liberal as I am. Is our relationship doomed? Should I be honest with him that this is something that gives me hesitation? I don't know how to have this conversation because I don't want someone to change for me, but I'm worried I'm in the honeymoon phase of things, so I'm so happy right now, but that eventually this could be a serious challenge for us. Please let me know what you think.
Okay, I want to tell you to stop being a psycho.
Yeah.
I read this email and I'm like, he voted for Hillary. Who? What is it? Why does it matter what he's registered as?
My mom was a registered Republican, and my mom was a liberal ass lady.
I say this because I am a registered Republican, but have I ever voted for Republican in my life? No.
Yeah.
Why are you registered for Republican?
Because when you're 18, you're probably impacted by your family, maybe.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I just registered as Republican a long time ago, but like.
I wasn't saying that from a judgmental tone. I was just curious as when that, because I don't even know when I wrote, how I registered as. But also, I would say, look, I mean, I think that there's, if she's actually interested in having the conversation, then I think that you can talk about certain things. Like, is he fiscally Republican and then socially, like, a Democrat? Is that why he voted for Hillary? Like, what is the, you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's, you know, this is such a strong label that I think that to just label someone that without having more of a conversation about it, especially knowing the fact that he voted for Hillary, is like too much. You know what I mean? Like, I think you definitely, if this obviously is something that bothers you, so you should definitely have the conversation.
Yes.
But I don't think that this is like a deal breaker based off the fact that, like, if you're liberal and he voted for Hillary, like, this is one of the most, you know, intense elections, and this would be the time where you'd be able to actually know if someone is like a really strong Republican versus, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so. No, I agree. I think that you need to calm down because, like, you're honestly doing him a, you're not being fair to him.
Also, yeah. I just, like, I think in this day and age, it is really important, even though our political parties are so divided and we're just like staring each other down with death stares. I think it's really important to try to understand other people's perspectives, the way that they live their life, and have a lot of empathy and compassion and kindness for that. Because that is a huge reason why Donald Trump won the presidency. It's because people that feel a lot differently than the three of us felt underrepresented. They felt marginalized. And I did not vote for Donald Trump. I think that he is bananas. But I think that if you are dating somebody and you love them, it's important to understand their history and like their backstory and where they come from. And I think that potentially ruining your relationship because of the way that somebody was like raised or sees the world it is a mistake, and I think that you're just passing judgment on them. I don't think that you're taking the time to necessarily understand. So I think, and I suspect, honestly, that a lot of our listeners are very liberal, but I suspect that there are a lot of people who listen to our show who are Republicans also. And like, I don't really want to sit here and be like, y'all are stupid. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that either one of you are doing that, but I just, like, I think it's important to try to practice some kindness and empathy, because we are just so divided that that is the only thing that we can do to help move the political environment forward.
Also, I would just like to... Oh, sorry.
I was just gonna say, I think it'd be one thing if he, you know, if you were like, well, this is interesting. Like, let's say you were pro-abortion and he was anti-abortion. Like, would you guys be able to date someone that had an opposite view there.
Me? Pro-life, pro-choice.
Both of you.
Oh, I could never date someone that was, that thought abortion should be illegal. I could never in a million years date someone.
So that's what I'm saying. That's a really interesting thing. Like, if she has this conversation with him.
But she's saying that he's liberal. Like, he's like.
No, I know. I'm just saying that in general, like, if she had a conversation with him and he disagreed with her on maybe the abortion thing, or maybe on, like, if the wall, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like, where would you stand? Because, like, in my personal opinion, like, I couldn't date someone the same way that was anti-abortion, that didn't believe in everyone having their own rights. I couldn't do that.
Right. But I also think
that's an interesting thing.
But I also think that that person that is pro-life and, you know, once like DACA, all that shit, like, would have voted for Trump, and I wouldn't date you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that some conservative ass dude would want to date me. You know what I mean? So she's here. Agreed. She's here saying she's super fucking liberal. She wants to go be a public defender. You sound like you're really, you know,
a badass chick.
A badass bitch. And I don't think he would be investing his time in you if he really felt like your views were so polarizing from his. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100.
People also, like, you know, the parties too now are becoming so fucked and truly mean like nothing. There are some really decent Republican candidates out there.
I agree.
There are some really questionable Democratic candidates out there. You know what I'm saying? I think that you can't
look at party. You have to look at, like, deeper than that, you know?
Yeah.
Just take me as the good example. I registered as a Republican when I was like 18, and like, have I ever bothered to change my registration? No. Do I maybe get to fuck? Get to fuck some shit up in the next election? Yeah, because I get to vote for a Republican in the primary.
I mean, yeah, that's like, that is the only thing that you should do is actually change your registration, because you need to vote party,
I guess. But wouldn't it be better to at least, like,
give a vote to a Democrat than to not vote for a Republican?
But in the primary?
In the primary for the presidency?
Yeah, in the primary.
Yes, but this is like comes down
to party. But then in the general election, you vote for whoever you want.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to change it to a Democrat before then.
But yes.
But I'm just saying, like, I registered as a Republican, like, when I was young.
Yeah, you registered as a Republican 14 years ago.
Yeah, like, I didn't know a lot about politics. I was like, I'm fiscally conservative and socially liberal. Like, I'm with her, y'all.
You're saying whatever you hear from your parents. Right. You know what I mean?
But my parents are pretty liberal, too. But, you know, ages ago, I think my dad was a registered Republican. You know, what Republican meant 15 years ago is not what a Republican is today.
Yeah, exactly.
And same with a Democrat. They're just different. They're constantly evolving for good or bad. And I just wouldn't take it that seriously.
I wouldn't either.
You're fixated on it. Get unfixated.
Okay. Are you guys ready for a hot update email?
Yeah.
Did you guys read this one last week when I wasn't on the show?
Here, let me glance at it.
Because this one is a very spicy update.
No, we did not do this.
Okay, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah, is this our really hot question?
This is like a hot question, mostly because it's like a really zesty update. Okay. Okay. She first off wants to say that she loves each one of us for exactly who we are. Thank you so much. That's lovely. She was catching up on episodes, and she was catching up on an episode where I talked about when I went through my boyfriend's phone.
You, Greta?
Yes, okay. Me, Greta. She wrote into us during the summer about finding out her boyfriend of 8 years cheated on her. I remember we spoke about this on the show.
Okay.
And she wanted an update. She wanted to give us an update. Okay.
Okay.
This is interesting. Last summer, and I'm going to read this from her perspective. Last summer, I found out my boyfriend of 8 years was cheating on me. He was in his 40s and I'm in my early 30s. When I wrote to you the first time, I thought it was a one-time thing. We worked through the tough time last fall, but the girl decided in November that I needed to know the entire truth and sent me an email telling me that it had been going on for 3 years. 3 fucking years.
Oh my God.
Some brief background. He has never wanted to get married, and somehow I convinced myself this is what I wanted too. It wasn't. We acted like a married couple, trips, financial support, and I loved him. I thought I would just have this alternative life with this man. One major red flag is we didn't have sex in 3 years. If your boyfriend is not having sex with you and you can still feel him getting a hard-on in the morning, he's cheating on you. Looking back, since he moved here for a job, oh yeah, we were really good friends. Like, we got... Looking back, since she moved here for a job, oh yeah, we were really good friends. Like, we got dinner together all the time. The sex stopped between us. I stressed, tried to talk to him. They went to therapy. Ultimately, she went on medication. I am / was being a people pleaser and wanted to keep things calm until I felt it in my gut that something was wrong and I looked at his phone. During the time, he changed his passcode, and when I asked to look at his texts, he said flat out no. It had been the worst year of her life, or best/worst year of her life. I moved out after finding out it was 3 years. She's definitely not putting up with any bullshit anymore. She has a new fire in her, which she's happy about, but also she trusts no one. Her point is, I don't think it's wrong to look through someone significant in your life if you feel like something is going on. Also, if they aren't fucking you, they are fucking someone else. Do we agree with this?
So first off, girl, I know that you don't trust anyone right now, but you're going to learn how to retrust people, because if not, then you're going to miss out on a lot of great men that do exist in the world, and you can't think that every guy is going to be like your ex-boyfriend.
No, you cannot. You cannot do that to yourself. That's unfair.
I mean, obviously you need time to heal, but you can't think that every guy is going to fuck you over. Lo and I talked about this last week, how it's very hard after all the years of dating to trust and to, you know, to like think that you're with someone that is going to treat you with respect, but you have to do it.
Here's my question though. How did you go 3 years not fucking thinking everything was good?
I don't think she did. She went on medication.
I know. I mean, I don't think she did either.
She was just trying to figure it out.
I guess to me, 3 years, no sex.
That is an eternity.
3 years, no sex with a living with your partner? That's crazy.
I agree.
Three months, no sex feels fucking crazy. 3 years, no sex feels like what?
Yeah, 3 months of no sex is like, oh, are we going to break up?
Yeah, 3 months of no sex to me is like, this relationship is done.
Yeah.
3 years of no sex is like, can he get a hard on? What the fuck is happening? You know what I mean? Because eventually we all get horny.
Yeah, you know, I have heard from men, I think even some guys that have been on the podcast that say, like, if you're in a relationship and like the sex goes dry, but everything else is like seemingly okay, he's cheating on you.
Well,
guys who have come on our show have said that.
Unless there's a larger issue, like someone, there's a death
or like depression, I know, but I or just something said, in general.
I know, but I just said if everything is seemingly okay and you stop boning,
then something's happening.
Something's happening. That's the guy's point of view that we've gotten on the show. Yeah, of course, you have to take into consideration the extra things, but then everything is not seemingly okay.
You know, my mom always said, if it smells like fish, it's probably fish.
I was listening to Ryan's Roses the other day on the radio. And so I think...
What is Ryan's Roses?
Okay, this is...
It's Ryan Seacrest, and he gives... roses.
Okay.
To who?
This is a fucked up thing that they do, but it's a popular thing on Kiss FM. So Ryan Seacrest has people write in.
2.7.
All right, let me talk. So people write in if they suspect that their spouse is cheating on them, and then they get one of the girls in the studio to call the suspected cheater pretending that they're a local florist, giving away a free promotion. And who do you want to send these flowers to? And often...
That is so fucked up!
I know, they catch people on the radio, and this week I was listening to one where they caught a guy, and the woman... didn't go through the phone or anything. The sign was that previously in their relationship, he was, you know, working all the time and out at night all the time and always busy. And then in the past couple months, he's been at home constantly. And in her mind, she's like, what has changed? And she realized, like, oh, he's been cheating on me. And now that relationship is over. And that's why he's home all the time. And she was dead fucking on. Dead on.
The other relationship was over. Why did he still send the other girl?
Because he's probably trying to win her back. He wanted to try to get her back. It was like Isabel, like, please reconsider, like, XOXO Steve.
Look, girl, wait, really quickly, before I have one more thought I want to say on catching people cheating, but really quickly, just to, like, tie the end of my feelings for the girl who wrote us in, I'm so proud of you for getting out of that relationship, and I really am, like, so looking forward to your fresh new life, and, like, I think that only positivity and only wonderful things are going to come for you, and, like, fuck that dude.
I agree. Listen, I am sort of, like, coming out the other side on the tail end of a really bad breakup. I feel pretty good again most days. My partner was not cheating on me, to I know of. There were extra things happening in our relationship, but, like, I went on medication also. It was awful. You know, like, I still am, like, so upset with him, you know, and all these things, but I will tell you that it does get better. I literally thought for a couple years, like, this is just the new me. I just feel awful all the time. I'm never going to trust anybody. I'm so hurt. And I'm starting to not feel that way anymore. And you have to allow yourself to go there with people. You just have to. But you don't have to do it on anyone's timeline but your own.
I agree.
And if you start to feel uncomfortable, pull the ripcord. Honestly.
I agree.
So it's okay that you don't trust anybody right now. You shouldn't. But at some point, it will come back, and you're not going to really have to work at it. It will just happen.
Listen to your heart.
Yeah.
When it's calling. Jillie.
Well, shall this lead us into our Lady Lovin'?
Oh, yes. I guess, yes. We are at the end of today's episode. Wow. It
really
flew by. Yeah. Thanks. Damn. I have a lady.
Hot cues.
I have a Lady Lovin' today.
Yeah, dog.
Cardi B.
Yes!
Cardi. Also, I would love to just shout her out because I just listened to her new song on the radio, Be Careful, and I kind of think this is an anthem for the girl who just, or no, for everyone that's like dealing with some dude that's, like, super selfish, and you're just like, this is a fucking warning, bitch. Be careful with my ass, because I swear to God you will lose me, and I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you. This is a great anthem. This is my new anthem. I mean, I'm in a really healthy, great relationship, so I don't know why it's my new anthem, but it makes me feel good. Yeah. So people should listen to it.
I've been really vibing on Cardi B's, like, political Instagram posts lately.
I'm down with, she's the best.
And she also just released a new music video this week directed by Petra Collins.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it came out, well, since this is coming out in 1 week, it came out a week ago.
Is she dating Justin Theroux?
Petra?
Petra?
No.
No.
No, no.
I thought I love
that. I love that Brett and I say no, like, we're friends with both of them.
Oh, yeah, well, you would know, G. Okay, anyway. All right. This was a fun episode.
It was great. We love it. We love you. Thank you for writing us. Write to us again. The next episode you hear might... No, I don't... Maybe, well, maybe there'll be a guest. We don't know.
Why hasn't Adam Rippon DM'd us
back?
Where
the fuck is his ass? He's not skating right now in Korea.
I think he thinks that he's too cool for us, you guys.
I'm going to rip off.
Let's go... Let's try to find him via
Let's
Twitter.
Let's go viral.
I sent him a DM and he saw it and he didn't reply.
Do you think he thinks that he's being pranked?
Maybe he forgot.
Well, I did send a sort of creepy message that invited him to be like our friend.
Like, we want you to be our friend.
Basically. But then we followed up with, hey, be on our cool podcast.
He should do it.
Maybe I just came on too strong, you guys.
All right, well, we love you. Keep writing to us. Keep listening. Tell your friends about us. Tell your mom about us. Tell your...
And make sure to like and rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, give us 5 stars. Don't give us anything less than that because we deserve it.
Because we're worth it.
We are worth it. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.